Hi, Nina.
Hey, Bert.
So I had Barbara Johnson on the phone. Her caregiver was short 4 hours for last week because she's working more than her schedule. She's able to work up to 26 hours a week. She's only scheduled for 20. So that's why, for some reason, it's saying when the payroll was completed, it was saying that billable hours were only 5 hours. But I don't know how to.
Which date was it?
If you look at it, the calendar from the first, it says, from the 30th, I'm sorry. It says that she scheduled like 9 to 2, but she worked 8:50 to 16:57. Mm-hmm. And it's all linked in the database.
So 9 to 2, is that her schedule?
Yeah, that was her schedule, but she worked more hours. The thing is, she's not scheduled for the 26 hours, but the 26 hours is what she's able to do without going over in the waiver amounts.
Let me just see her.
The other girl worked.
So I'm going to tell you what the problem is.
Uh-huh.
When people do this.
I know.
All right, I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Look at this week's schedule and match it with last week's. Because I know exactly what she's talking about. This Sydney's case, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
So maybe you're better off doing the schedule for more hours and then having her clock out early instead of when she's able to do the more hours she clocks,
So the problem is we understand that the client has more hours, but if the caregiver does not notify us that they want to put them hours assigned to a certain day, it's going to be hard for me to monitor to catch that.
Yeah, it's not because she said it's not that it's on a certain day that she just
I just can't randomly look at her schedule and assume because this is how we get caught up with overbilling. Because then that means I have to monitor how many hours this client gets and assign them hours on a selective day that she's chosen to work those hours. So if she's not notifying us that she wants to work extra hours because the hours is available, how are we supposed to know?
I don't know. So I didn't realize that you were only allowed to bill for the amount. I just assumed that when the clock ends, we're over, that you get an alert and you approve it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know.
So, nope. So
I don't know how these things work.
So is it Tyra or is it Jalissa?
20 hours, and then Jalissa works anywhere from 20 to 26, depending on
so which caregiver
what she's
you?
Able. Barbara called me, and with Jalissa.
Okay, so it's in regards to her. I'll call her.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.